rejoice, lift up your eyes and send your fears away. News from the region of the sky, salvation's born today.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. You're hearing music from the Boston Camerata. That's an early music ensemble that's been around since 1954. The group often performs Christian music, but with the holiday season here, the Camerata has decided to perform a mixed program called The Sacred Bridge. It includes medieval music from Muslims, Christians, and Jews. We spoke with artistic director Anne Azamah and asked her to tell us more about that blend of musical traditions.
It's very interesting because musically, it's extremely satisfying to discover that above and beyond all the walls and all the attention that we have in our own lives about what separates us, it's very comforting and very encouraging to see as a musician all the things that binds us together and all the things that we have in common.
You talk about how historically Christians and Jews and Muslims have often been very separated politically, societally, but that in terms of music, they actually have had a lot of influence on one another. And you particularly talk about how synagogues gave the early Christian church some of their ancient melodies. Is there anything happening at this weekend's concert that reflects that, the Christian or Jewish influence on one another's music?
Yes. Why don't we listen briefly to this cut, which puts together two chants. A synagogue chant and its descendant or cousin, Inexi to Israel, which is a Gregorian chant. We all know that early Christians were Jews who started believing in Jesus, basically. And we do have in a few of these examples, very few, that have come down to us where, as you can hear, the melody is the same. Different texts, one in Hebrew, one in Latin.
So here we're hearing a Christian-Jewish blend.
It's not really a blend. I would call it more like
a pairing.
A pairing or a cousin-related thing. We have many of these examples in this program coming from different corners of Europe and different period of our own history.
And let's listen to another piece of music that will be performed this weekend. What's another one we could hear?
We can listen to Cuando el Rey Nimrod, which is a very interesting piece for many reasons. It comes from the Balkans. It was
from the Balkans.
From the Balkans. It is in a mode called Hejaz al-Kabir, which is an Arabic mode. It is a Jewish text about looking in the Juderia, in the ghetto, a star which shows us the birth of Abraham. So it's a copy of a Bethlehem story of little Jesus being shown by a star, but this time recycled for Abraham. We are hearing the work of Karim Negi Muhammad and Bujema Razgi, who are playing percussions from the Shark Arabic Ensemble to accompany this song in the style.
Because much of this music is so old, some of it involves instruments that I at least hadn't heard of. In fact, I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing them correctly. I've heard certainly of a flute and a recorder and a tambourine, but there's also something called a cornetto and a lauta, a ney, a darbuk, an oud. Did I even say those correctly?
You did. And all these instruments are sometimes the same. For example, a rik and a tambourine are two percussion instruments. One comes from the Arabic family of instruments, and you find it in medieval Europe later on. The cornet is an instrument that was found in late medieval, early Renaissance Europe. The oud is the ancestor and the cousin of the lute. And we use it because there is a manuscript in Spain which shows all of these instruments together, hand in hand, playing together, because we know that in medieval Spain, in a court, in particular court around Alfonso el Sabio, you had these musicians actually employed together by that king.
Which piece of music that the Boston Camerata will be performing this weekend can we hear that incorporates some of those instruments?
We can hear Tauchia, which is coming from the repertoire that is called Spanish music, coming from Morocco. They say that they play medieval Spanish music, and this is what we're listening right now.
Can you point out to me when we're hearing one of those instruments I hadn't heard of? You know, for example, is the lauta in here?
The lauta is in here, the oud is in here, and the percussion instrument, darbuka, and the rik are playing right here. You also hear a flute in there.
We're hearing all of those together.
Yes, we are.
And later in the season, you'll be playing some more traditional Christmas music. Let's listen to a piece of some of that as well. It's that triumphant...
Triumphant announcing of the... of the birth of Jesus while shepherds watch their flocks by night. Sherburn is the piece. It's a very joyful early American piece that we will be presenting in our concert on American Christmas next week. Even though we do early music, what's interesting for us is to relate that earlier music to who we are and how we connect to our roots during this holiday period.
You think holidays are a time when people are thinking about their roots?
Yes, during the holiday, if you are religious or not, you sort of think about who you are and how do you fit in that time. How do you fit in where you are physically on the planet? And the piece you just heard is an American piece, an early American piece, which is part of a lot of what we do. And it is very interesting for us because it's pre-supermarket, pre-big money music, music that was done by amateurs and music to be enjoyed in your own community of people where you were. And that is a lot of the music that we will be presenting in an American Christmas.
So people who want to escape the supermarket Christmas music that is all around us this month have an opportunity to do that at these concerts.
They are very welcome to come and sing with us and celebrate with us.
And Azema, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Azema is Artistic Director of the Boston Camerata. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston. I